case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up?
Hey.
Hi.
Yo.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Are you ready for this? Am I cutting out or you got me, buddy?
I got you, girl. Got you.
Oh,
I got
you. Okay. I don't know if you've seen it, but Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion came out with a new really dirty song that I can't talk about the meaning, but I'm a chick.
And are you kidding me? It's on the homepage of 1037kissfm.com.
Okay,
you can go see it.
It's a dirty song, but it's like an empowering women song.
Yeah, it's called WAP.
What does it stand for?
Go ahead and say it on the radio. What does it stand for? WAP.
What
you can't.
What does it stand for?
WAP. Yeah, it says We All
I
Party.
I call it WAP.
WAP.
But I say
WAP.
It stands for
We Always Party.
Exactly.
See?
Or why ask people? I don't know. Look, let me just get to the juice of it. Kylie Jenner is in this video for like 5 seconds, and I get it. Cardi B's a bad chick. I get it. Megan Thee Stallion's a bad chick. And like badass chick. Good chick, you know?
Yeah.
And so they're working it in their video, you know, doing the 2020 female rapper stuff. And then Kylie Jenner comes in this dirty ass song, you know, in her tight dress and goes
walking down a hallway
room.
In this really opulent mansion, this crazy huge mansion.
It's out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
But then you have Normani from Fifth Harmony in the video who's doing the splits.
Uh-huh.
So people started a petition going off on Cardi B saying, why did you put 5 seconds of Kylie Jenner doing nothing in your video, yet Normani's got to do the splits? They said Normani did all this and Kylie walked down the hall and opened a door. If that's not a perfect visual indication, this is the quote, if that's not a perfect visual indication of black women having to do the most and white women do the bare minimum to get somewhere, I don't know what it is. I'm like, oh, this is awkward. Well, they're saying that Kylie Jenner had to do nothing to get in that video and
okay.
Normani had to do the splits and dance and get sexual. But I really think it's funny that, and Cardi B defended it and said, screw you all, like she always does.
Yeah.
Why did I put Kylie on my video? She treated my sister and daughter so lovely at her kid's birthday party. That's what she said.
That's a bigger name.
Lying.
You know, when you can drop a video and say, plus it's a surprise appearance, people are going to wonder who it is. And when it's Kylie Jenner, that's a better payoff than Normani.
Well,
sorry, not sorry. That's the way it is.
We be fair name. That they're using each other. Can we just
they
be
are.
Fair?
Of course
like,
they
Kylie
are.
Jenner, of course, invited Cardi B to her kid's party because she has a kid and they're connected. And Kylie's in that circle. And Cardi B's the hottest thing. And Kylie needs that around her, right? To maintain her social media. But at the same time, Cardi B knows putting Kylie Jenner in the video is totally profiting for her as well.
Of course.
So technically they're using each other at the end of the day is the way I look at it. I'm like, whatever. It'd be, you know.
Go see the video for yourself. It's at 1037kissfm.com.
Some dirty girl stuff.
It's,
I like it.
Yeah. It's motivating, right? It's motivating, isn't it? It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
I don't know that, though. I'm not sure yet.
Well, I could use that as my motivation, I guess, for Monday.
Yeah.
For the week, what are you looking forward to this week? It's 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. Either one. We'll read the text. We also answer the phone calls. I'll say it. I refinanced my mortgage with my house. I'm so adult.
Yes!
How adult
Woo!
Is that?
Did you call our buddy Adam Deputy?
I did call our buddy Adam Deputy. This should totally be an ad, but it's not. AdamDeputy.com. No. I called him, and I was realizing that since mortgage rates are so low, it's basically like getting free money, if you think about it, because you're paying much less in interest over time, and interest on a house is insane.
Dude, the
it's
interest
hundreds...
rates right now are insane.
Yeah, so...
If you have the credit, your credit's okay.
Thank God we do at the Riggs House.
I learned that the hard way. I just spent a year rebuilding mine because my kids killed it.
So at the end of the day, we're going to end up saving over $300 a month.
That's amazing.
I know.
Well, thank you, Adam Deputy. That's
right?
Good news.
I was
good
like, wow,
well,
you know,
forward
we
to.
Talk about him all the time. And I was like, we were thinking about refinancing. And my wife goes, don't we know a mortgage person? And I go, yeah, Adam Deputy. Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. So we called him. Of course. It was great. So
that's awesome.
That's something I'm looking forward to.
Here's something positive for you on a Monday that
Give
I
it
did.
To me.
I don't know what I'm supposed to spend this, but this is the truth. Yesterday, I was sitting there with Owen, my 8-year-old, who he's about to be 9. He's really matured this year. Mm-hmm. Like, he's talking to me like he's an adult, but he's not. I get it. He's a kid. It's just weird when they transition from kid to, like, actually having a real conversation with you. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. You're not just glad-handing them and going, uh-huh, right. Yes. You're like, you're saying something worth value.
I was a dictator for, like, years with these two because they couldn't even talk. So now they have, like, you know, thoughts and emotions.
Well, let's not get it twisted. It's still a communist regime in that house. There's no democracy. You make the decisions.
I'm still wearing the pants.
Exactly.
You're damn right.
You make the decisions.
You're damn right. See? I am the head of this household. Thank you very much.
This house is not a democracy. My mom used to say that.
It's true. I say that all the time. I say this isn't a negotiation. I say that all the time, too. Right. Stop asking me over and over for another popsicle. It's not a negotiation. Look, so I'm talking to Owen, and I can't remember. I said, Owen, I was asking him a question about, like, a bug bite or something, and he was able to look. And then I asked him another question. I go, hey, and he, like, we were having these conversations where he was teaching me stuff about the internet. Yeah. And I was like, hold on. And so I turned and I looked at him and I go, you know, I just want to say, like, I'm really grateful for you. And he's like, what? I go, I'm really grateful. Like, you're in my life, and I have, like, even just my kid, like, it's nice to talk to you sometimes and bounce things off of you and get your opinion. And he was like, he started smiling. Yeah. And I said, I enjoy you. I'm really grateful for you today. And I want you to know that.
That's good.
Because I saw somebody talking about how every night they sit down and, whether you pray or just, you know, reflect, they sit down every night about the things they're thankful for. And I have done that. But that makes you appreciate things. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So if I can sit down and go, oh, I've been looking. This is so positive. So I'm trying to do that more where I go, where I not even think about it, just more thankful for people or attitudes or, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Not even thankful for stuff.
Well, yes, thankful for the life that you have, too, because a lot of people are. We always say, like, a lot of people are less off than you are. It's always different in someone else's shoes.
414. Everybody's always comparing.
799-1037. Somebody just called in. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have something motivational for Monday?
Yes, I do. It's Billy from Hartford.
Ooh, it's Billy from Hartford.
I haven't talked to you in 10 years, Billy. Where the hell have you been? I heard you had COVID. What the hell?
I'll catch him up real quick, Billy.
House burned down.
There you go.
Yeah.
What?
He had COVID.
Billy?
His house burned down. He is living up to his nickname, Bad Luck Billy. He's had a hell of a year.
Let's rewind. Billy was a friend of the show years ago, and he became really good friends with Gibbons, who unfortunately is not on the show anymore.
Nope.
And then him and Gibbons, like, got in a fight or something, and then Billy, like, was gone and disappeared, and now Billy's back, and I'm happy to see you, bud.
Yes.
I am back and better than ever.
Yeah. And I'm always wondering, how can Billy be motivational on a Monday?
His
you had COVID.
Wasn't he in the hospital with COVID, though?
Yeah.
You ended up in the hospital, right, Billy?
I was on my deathbed for a couple days. Yeah, I almost died. Yeah.
Oh.
So, what's your motivation this morning, Billy? What are you looking forward to?
Well, it's something, you know, I try to keep it simple. That's kind of one of my mottos in life. But instead of looking back, always look forward. You know, look forward to, you know, what's your next step in life. You know, obviously, people, you have hardships, and, you know, you have to learn from them, but don't dwell on them. You know, kind of like, just you got to find the positivity in anything and every situation that you come in.
I love his advice. I'm laughing because I did the whole opposite this weekend. That's why I'm laughing. I did the opposite of what you're suggesting. I reflected on the past. I texted exes I shouldn't have been texting. I mean, I couldn't have done the opposite of what you told me to just do, which is what's crack. That's why I'm laughing. But Billy, it's solid advice. Solid.
Solid motivating advice, dude. Of course. Looking forward.
Absolutely.
So, plus, how long
thanks for having me, guys, and you guys have a great week.
Billy, bless you, man. Thank you so much for calling. You stay solid, man.
It's been a while.
I love Billy.
Billy's
good too, man. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
This is Lacey.
Lacey, you're calling with something motivational for Monday. Please lay it on us.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that last Tuesday, my boyfriend, who's been incarcerated for 16 and a half years for a crime he didn't commit, got his case overturned and we won.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
That's like one of those innocent projects thing that you hear about.
That is, oh, my God, that's like goosebump worthy.
Yeah.
How long was he?
16 and a half years, so it's 2004.
Oh.
And
go on.
Rocky County.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he's actually innocent, but we, after battling the courts for that long, the federal court finally overturned it.
Good.
So he's getting
good. What was the crime? Because I have questions and I need to ask these things in order to get to the next question. What was the crime that he did not commit?
It was murder.
Oh, my goodness.
They, okay, so wait, though. That's awful. Do you? But here's the thing. Who do you know who did it?
Yes. And anything,
okay.
They knew he really didn't do it, but...
They needed somebody to pin it on?
Yep.
Why do we keep hearing these stories and seeing them, Riggs? Why do we... It's amazing the investigations that go down with people.
That's
and
why true
people incarcerated that shouldn't be. Isn't it amazing?
True crime stuff is fascinating, man.
Yeah.
Well, you could be one of those stories now. With one of those turnaround stories, yeah.
16, and you stood there because you knew he was innocent, but damn right, it's about justice. Yep. Yeah. Wow, dude. Well, congrats.
Thanks.
And sad for the family who lost someone.
And
we don't need to get into that, but I hope they get the right person.
Yes, I hope the real person is taken down for it. Yes. Nice. Well, that's good, and that's motivating.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very motivating to everybody that, like, didn't, you know, don't give up because we didn't give up after all the times that they shot us down. They denied all the motions. You know, we never gave up.
And you knew that, oh my God, I want to cry. This is like watching one of those innocence files things where you know you're innocent and nobody will listen.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
But just don't give up. That's what he's telling everybody now. Like, no matter what it is, if you know the truth, just don't give up.
Uh-huh. How is he not angry for being wrongly in prison for 16 years, though? I would come out so angry.
He was angry for about the first 7 years, but then he had to take it in his own hands. And, like, we didn't have the Innocence Project. We had nobody.
You just did this all on your own.
Wow.
With your persistence. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a good motivating thing to get us going on a Monday. Thank you so much.
Her man got out after 16 years. The federal court overturned it. He's innocent. Wow.
Please.
And for four. Oh, that's crazy.
Let us know when we can come see the movie, please, because I want to watch that.
Yeah. Will do.
Thank you.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
Okay, so you know Simon Cowell, American Idol, America's Got Talent, etc., etc.
He made American Idol. He made American Idol cool.
Because he told people the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what people are drawn to. We want authenticity. We don't. People that are honest, you get drawn to them, you know? And he's that guy. So, and Simon Cowell, and I met him and interviewed him during the Idol days, and he was the nicest.
I've heard
I'll
he's very
nice.
Yeah.
Sitting down with him and just him being so kind and thinking he was going to have an attitude like he did, and he didn't. He was the nicest guy. Yeah. So Simon Cowell broke his back because, get this, he had a bad bike accident. He rented one of those bikes, which he's 60 now, if you can believe that. He doesn't look it. He rented one of those bikes, those electric bikes, and he had an accident in California, in Malibu, and it was so bad. He's been on lockdown with his girlfriend, and they have a six-year-old son, and she has another kid from a previous relationship. So they've been just kind of hanging out, and he embraced this get fit regimen. He said he lost 60 pounds over the past few years. 60. Simon Cowell.
Wow. I didn't know he needed to lose 60 pounds. He's always been kind of a slim guy.
Yeah,
fit
but
guy.
I guess, but who knows what happens when you're sitting at home? People.
Oh, gaining the COVID-19.
The COVID-19, I've seen it. Uh-huh. Yeah. So he's going to be okay, but he had to have surgery, broke his back from renting that bike and falling.
Well,
and
if he's using an electric bike, that's not a fitness regimen. That's cheating. You're not really biking on an electric bike. You've been on one of those things before. They're self-powered. And when you're going downhill on one of those things, they can go really, really freaking fast.
Really?
And I can only imagine him on the hills in California going downhill, being like, I'm going to be fine. Wait, it's going faster than I thought. Oh, no, out of control. Broke his back. I mean, not to make light of him breaking his back, but those things are really, really fast.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've never ridden one.
They're really fast. They're fun,
I've never
too.
Ridden one of them. Yeah. I bet they're fun. Yeah. I love stuff like that. I love the adrenaline rush of stuff like that, but I've never actually ridden one. Well, he said that being on lockdown, it helped him stick to his healthy lifestyle, but Simon Cowell's not going to be riding bikes and getting crazy anymore because he broke his back on the electric bike.
Nah.
So be careful.
You now have been on how many dates with this guy? Because you, right before you went on your break last week, because you took last week off, but right before you were going on a date, was it that night or the night before you had just gone on a first date with a gentleman?
I think so. I told you about this.
You did tell me
about the first date.
And it
was
great.
Okay. Yeah.
You wanted more conversation. You knew there'd be
I liked
another
him.
You knew there'd be another meetup. So that's where
For
you left
sure.
me off.
Okay, you haven't heard about the second date.
No, I haven't heard
anything.
Which happened
when I was on vacation this past week.
I've heard nothing. Tell me.
Okay, so this is what's so hard about dating is that when you date someone with kids, your schedules have to match.
Oh, he has kids too.
He does. He does, yeah. Okay. So he has a couple. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, you know. So we had finally made our schedules match again for the second date. And I knew that I liked him. And I knew that he was cute. And I liked talking to him. And he had a lot of depth. And he was, you know, more insightful than the last.
He'd given you some...
I'm tired of dumb. I want to have deep conversations with people. I don't want to date another dumb guy. Like, I cannot.
He had given
you know what I mean?
He had given you compliments and said nice things about you. Given you some
He was super flattering, which was some of the things, the standards I wanted to achieve. Because I had let so much go, right? I talked about this on the air that I'm done accepting the half-ass crap, right? Whether I'm in a relationship or not.
You're not going to settle. You shouldn't.
I'm done. I've settled enough. I'm done, right? Moving on. Especially when I'm with someone, you know, you get the point. I don't need to go on. Okay, so I go out. So we set up a second date and all day we're like, what should we do? And I'm like, again, it's COVID. I don't know. Like, you're not getting me to go into a bar right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you want to find somewhere outside, because our first date was at a park.
Yeah.
And we just got drinks and watched a sunset and it was really cool. So I said, this is so awkward for me. But you ready for this, Riggs? What I did? I said, look, you can come over. I invited the guy over on the second date. I felt like such a hoe. I was like, listen, I go, I swear I would never invite someone over on a second date. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I go, but this is a weird time. I've spent enough time with you and talked to you enough. I've checked you out on everything. I know you're real.
Yeah.
I know you're not a killer. I know where you work. Like, you can come sit on my patio. And so he did. And we sat on the patio and had drinks and just talked, and it was good. And we talked about a lot of things. And then the night ended, Riggs. And
he's already at your house. Like,
he's at my house, right? Yeah. And he's got to go, right? Uh-huh. It's like 11, but he had to work. I didn't. He had to work the next day.
Oh, okay. This is during the week.
During the week, because I was on vacation. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting and I go, oh, he goes, yeah, all right, well, I'm gonna get going. I'm like, yeah, that's great, you know. So he had come in the house, which was my next freak out, right? But I said, it's okay, you don't need to walk around, just come in, because I'm gonna put your booze in the fridge. So he walked through like once or twice, but when he was leaving, we're standing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you know, I got that island. And you know, I had to make
that
it
island.
Awkward.
The island.
The kitchen island. Yeah. Uh-huh. So he is on one side of the island.
Uh-huh.
I am on the other.
Yeah.
He's looking me dead in the eye. And let it wait till I tell you what I did next. Go ahead, play a song.
Oh,
just did I kiss him or not? I'll tell you next.
Well, if I know your past, you probably fumbled around and did something incredibly awkward. And you probably had something you spilled on your shirt. I don't know.
Oh,
I
want to
know what happened. We'll talk about it next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. So there you were. You and the gentleman suitor. Which he still doesn't need. He needs a nickname of some sort.
He does need a nickname.
If it continues. I don't even know if it's going to go.
He's Bumble
places.
Guy. How about that?
All right.
I met him on Bumble. He was funny because when I messaged him the first time, I said, why are all your pictures blurry? That was the only thing I said. And he wrote back and said, I don't know. Why are you always wearing red? Which occurred to me. I always have red on in all my pictures. And I was like, okay, he's paying attention. All right, let's talk. Send me a clear picture.
All right.
So yeah, so we'll just call him Bumble Guy. How's
all
that?
Right, that's
I met
fine.
Him on Bumble. So we're standing there in the kitchen, second date. And he's cute, and I like him, but I'm not sure if I want to make out with him.
You've been hanging out in your patio. You let him come into your house.
Well, yeah. So I'm like, this is getting awkward. So we're standing there, and the night's wrapping up.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the awkward thing where I stand on the other side of the island because I'm scared. Like, this always happens, right? When you come to that point where you got to make it physical. Because if you don't, they get friend-zoned, right? If I don't, like, make out with this guy at some point, it's done.
He friend-zones you or you start to friend-zone him?
I friend-zoned him. I will.
Well,
I will.
He could friend-zone you, too.
For sure.
You don't think guys can friend zone girls? Of course they can.
No, I do, but I'm talking about getting past that kiss.
Right.
I'm saying guys already know. If they're there, they already know probably they want to sleep.
Oh, we know within 3 seconds.
That's what I'm saying.
We've already pictured you naked.
Within
6 seconds, we've already pictured you naked.
So let's assume he's thinking that, right?
Yeah.
But as a woman, I'm thinking, I got to make out with him to know if I want to do that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's so many things. So being the awkward, the one thing that makes me uncomfortable is love or dating, right? It's the only thing I can't control. It's like the one thing in my life I'm a mess, right?
Yeah.
And so I get awkward. I'm kind of hiding behind the other side of the island, and he's on the outside. He keeps looking at me, and I keep looking away because I'm so uncomfortable. Not because I don't want to kiss him.
You do this every time.
Because I do this every time.
Every time.
The only way I ever kiss guys, remember, was when they literally pushed me up against cars. That was like what happened with like more than one of them. They had to physically come at me because I freak out and I just avoid it.
Always got to read it too.
Once you break that down, then I can get past it. Well, so he's looking at me. And he's staring me dead in my eye, which is kind of turning me on, right? It's that forward, yet I'm scared. You know, when guys are, I'm like, oh God, I don't know what to do with this. Because now we're, and so finally I'm like, okay, well, I'll walk you out. So after like staring at him and like looking away, like freaking like I'm 12, 20 times.
Yeah.
I walked him out and then I'm like, went to give him a hug. I'm like, I'll give you a hug. Still being awkward. Still not giving him a chance, right? And he comes in. I could, you know, have a tight little squeeze. Which touch is another thing if you haven't touched someone, you know?
Right. Now you're close.
So he kind of holds my back, and then I'm like, okay, bye. And then I did nothing, and I said bye. I was so awkward. It was all me.
There wasn't like another move back to look at each other, and even that second, pause?
I think.
Was the move there? Was the energy there? You think?
It could have been. I think I just
then
made
it
too awkward.
And it wasn't.
I think I get too uncomfortable. I think like if he had just kissed me and we started making out, it would have been fine. I think maybe. But
I think maybe.
But,
right. Sounds very confident. Very confident, Allie.
Very confident.
Very
I
confident.
Think,
yes.
I think.
I think maybe, perhaps. That means
that's
no.
That's the thing. You assume if you skip past that, it's going to be fine. But that's not necessarily the
case. Do you
want
to see him again? Is there going to be another date? Has there been another date since then?
He texted me. He texted me and I texted him back. But I was like really short and didn't say anything about hanging out.
Oh, God. Mayday.
So I haven't. Yeah. So I think he took it as she's not interested because I was so awkward, and then I didn't really.
Did you explain how awkward you were?
Fine. Let me cut to the chase. I didn't tell you everything. Fine. Okay. So he leaves on Wednesday. This is Wednesday night. Thursday night, I was totally free, and so was he. Let me just cut to the chase.
You hung out again.
So I no. He knew I was free, and he was texting me, and I was like, he's like, hope you're having a good day. I'm like, yep. And then I waited to respond, and then I went to my Nate. Like, I basically didn't respond. He knew I had the day, but I didn't give him a chance to even, I didn't even ask if you want to hang out like I had in the past.
So the candle has gone out. The candle's blown out.
Or just
on this
never
one.
Really, or just a friend. He's really, I could see being friends with him.
Oh, so it is a friend zone, maybe, you think?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's not that I'm not, I mean, I think he's cute.
Is there still pressure to do anything else? Do you feel like you need to call him or anything?
No, I wanted to text him though and be like, I'm really sorry. I was kind of awkward. Like, please don't take that as a personal like rejection because it's really not because I don't like you.
You're
it's
awkward
more
for the
because
first.
I'm uncomfortable. Like, when I get vulnerable, you know what I mean?
Everybody
so
is.
It's like,
that's how everybody is. Everybody feels that way. You're putting yourself out there.
Well,
what if you go for it and he doesn't?
Vulnerable in love.
You do. Well, look at your track history. I would be too. You're a little gun shy, you think? You think?
Freaked out.
You think?
Do you think I'm gun shy?
Yes, 100%. In the beginning, at least.
Though?
But then once you
for
get
sure.
in, you're all in. You're
then
all in.
Then I feel
in.
Comfortable. Yes,
yeah,
because
I hear you. I've
like
heard
you.
Your conversations once you're all in with the relationship. You're all in.
What does that mean?
That means that once you're in and you've committed and you know what's up, then you let down your guard a little bit. You're not as
and
awkward.
And then I get screwed every time. Yes, as
not
soon
every
as
time,
I let down my guard.
Not every time. The last couple times, maybe,
well,
yes.
Can we just talk real quick for 5 seconds about what my therapist said, though, that was like super important to me?
You better.
This past
it's Mental
week.
Health Monday. You better.
Okay.
You better.
So I went in and I got really upset because the ex told me I would never trust anyone. Pottery guy, screw it. Said I would never trust anyone.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he told me one day. So I said,
I would
have
to agree with that. I think you were going to have trouble trusting people 1,000%.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I went into my therapist.
There's some truth to it.
And I said, I need you to talk to me. This is upsetting me. Because I found things I didn't like that were not appropriate. And he spun it on me by saying, I'll never trust anyone. And I want to know, is that true? Is it me? And you know what my therapist said?
What?
She said, did you trust him in the beginning? I said, oh my gosh. Riggs, you remember like July to February. No question. Total
None.
Trust. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Never would have looked at his phone. Never would have questioned. Never had a reason to. And she goes, and then what? I go, and then something happened that made me question it. She goes, yeah. So you can trust someone.
Yeah.
So I thought that was like a super important message for anyone who's been through stuff like I've been through or any kind of abandonment, is that when someone tries to spin that, your pain on you, and you know, that pissed me off. So when my therapist clarified that for me,
yes,
that no, you're completely trusted him and he gave you a reason not to. And I went, you're right. So that was like a big eye opener with dating, that, okay, be transparent, be honest,
yeah,
but don't start shaming yourself for 1 second.
Amen.
About, you know, calling
yeah
people on their behavior. Trust is trust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I got some trust issues, maybe.
Yes. Yes. But when they're
warranted,
when they
is
are
so
warranted,
important.
But when they are warranted and you are allowed to not trust and you find out, it makes sense. It's
yeah, see right how therapy can change your life, people.
Uh huh. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. It's a Monday, in case you're wondering. Today is Monday.
Yep.
It's already August now. Holy crap.
August, what? Is it 10th?
It is the 10th. Mm-hmm.
Hello, August.
That's right. It means tomorrow's the 11th. Tomorrow is the Wisconsin primary. There's an election tomorrow. In case you didn't know, now mm-hmm you know. Mm-hmm. I only know because I got my ballot like a month ago.
Yeah.
When the April, what was it, April when we had the last primary in Wisconsin? I think it was April or May, one of the mm-hmm two. When that happened, I
yes,
went ahead.
Yes, because it was during our, wasn't it, was it during lockdown?
Yeah.
Remember all that?
Yeah, yeah. I do. But I remember when that happened, I got, you could, when you go to myvote.wy.gov, that's the website where you can go to register, you can go to find your polling place, you can find out who's on your ballot locally, myvote.wy.gov. When I went there, I could also register to be absentee or mail-in votes for the rest of the year. So I will get one for the November election. I got one for this election. It was great.
Smart.
It's great. You need an ID to vote. It all starts tomorrow. You know you're allowed to take 3 hours off of your workday. As long as you prearrange it with your employer, you can take 3 hours off of your workday to go vote.
But don't go to your polling place, which takes 30 minutes, and then act like you needed 3 hours,
right?
Okay?
Go there and then go to a patio and drink for 2 hours and be like, oh, what? What are you talking about? Was gone for 3 hours voting. No.
But, oh, that's funny.
It's always important because there's legislative people that are voted into office, that will be voted into office, that will actually impact things in the way that society is run. So it's important to vote.
And it's everything. Every single one of your... And people don't realize how much your whole life depends on these stupid politicians that get elected and how many decisions they make about your life. People are oblivious.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
And then you complain about
everything
and
you do.
And then you start complaining about things and you're like, well, you voted these people into office, or you didn't vote him at all.
No,
so
clue.
Go vote. Educate
they
yourself
have no
and
clue
vote.
About it. It blows my mind.
Well, that's
man.
Why we talk
like,
about things like this. So go educate
yeah.
yourself and go vote. It's tomorrow. That's why I'm telling you today, so you don't have to forget
primary.
Tomorrow. It's primary tomorrow. All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. And you know what? I'll remind you again tomorrow too.
Good.
Because damn it, I should. And you should.
You
vote,
should.
Damn it.
It's a year where we need to vote.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Riggs, we
yeah.
need to talk about this. Somebody had a baby.
Oh, really?
And it's a very famous man in Hollywood, but I wanted to bring on my expert on this.
Yes,
because
please.
My expert lives in my house, and he knows everything about this guy. Chris Pratt,
yes.
welcome to a baby with Katherine Schwarzenegger. Yes,
yes,
yes, you heard correctly.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah. when we talked about this, I said, you know, Chris Pratt's one of those guys. He's hot and I know who he is, but I can't think of what I've seen him in. And then
what?
You said.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World.
Haven't seen it.
Parks and Recreation.
Haven't seen it.
The Lego Movie. He was the voice of Emmett in the Lego Movie. Hello.
Thank you for bringing up Emmett
Hello.
In the Lego Movie.
Uh-huh.
Because that one I've seen. Hudson, come here. My wonderful boy who knows everything about the Lego Movie. Do you know who Chris Pratt is?
He plays Emmett in the Lego Movie. Mm-hmm.
That's right, he does.
Is he good at playing Emmett?
Yes.
What kind of stuff does he say that's funny in the movie?
One time Rex in the Lego Movie 2 said, one time, like, Emmett said, like, I hate lamps. I hate lamps.
I hate lamps?
I love it. It took a while to get to that line.
I hate lamps. I hate them, too.
Yeah. Emmett hates lamps. Yeah,
okay, too, good man. To know. So screw now lamps. I know more about Chris Pratt. I appreciate you sharing your knowledge about Chris Pratt. Thank you, Hudson.
I like how he knew where it was, but
you're
if
welcome.
He kept... If he kept saying like
it takes everything in me not to L-A-U-G-H when he does that because he's standing next to me because I'm his mother and I don't want to, and he's so good at it. So anyway, thank you again, Hudson.
So Emmett now has a baby with Catherine
Emmett
Schwarzenegger.
Emmett has a baby.
Yep.
Did you know Emmett has a baby? How do you feel about that?
I guess so. Good.
Congratulations.
He's like, I don't care, Mom.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie at 8:56. It's a Monday. Yeah. It's another week. We might see rain later today. Kind of like we did last night.
Yeah, dude, did you see that rainbow, though, Riggs?
I did. I saw the sky afterwards. It was amazing.
Wow, that rainbow was insane. I mean, I don't even get into rainbows, but that was a cool rainbow. That was a strong rainbow after, if you could see it last night.
There was not one by me, but I just saw a ridiculously cool colored sky last night after that crazy storm that rolled through. But yeah.
Well, if you missed it, you can see all 900 rainbow pictures on social media because I posted them as well. So there you go.
That's true. Did you see there's some there's a Wisconsin group called the Shopping Angels who are providing free grocery delivery to citizens during the pandemic, like elderly people and
people that are less fortunate.
So they don't have to go out and they don't have to pay for the delivery fee either for some places that charge a couple extra bucks for delivery here and there. Or if you're not a member of certain services, like, what is it, Peapods is one of the delivery ones. Just the different services. So this is called the Shopping Angels. And this is a really great program. They've been obviously getting much more busy during COVID-19. So people that are nervous about still going out, don't want to be, maybe they're at a high-risk population, maybe they're senior citizens, they might have cardiac or respiratory issues. These Shopping Angels will deliver all their goods for them at no additional charge.
That's really nice because you're asking, I mean, that's the highest risk, you know, with COVID is, and asking them that you have to go out and get food, you know, and you know how stubborn old people can get. I mean, sometimes, they don't want anybody's help half the time.
Sometimes they're the opposite, and they just go, oh, screw it, I'm going out, I ain't wearing no mask, I'm going out anyways. But shoppingangelsglobal.org is the website if you know someone that can maybe benefit from these guys. And they do it, the Shopping Angels operate around the whole country, but they've been picking up some steam in Wisconsin, so good for them.
Cool.
The Shopping Angels making some good.
I'm not mad at you. I like it.
Not mad at all. It's a commercial-free hour on 103.7 KISS FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion came out with their new song. You call it WAP, I call it WAP. I don't know how you're supposed to say it, but...
WAP.
It's are you sure?
She says it several times in the song, yeah.
I don't know. I just know what it means, and then I go, hee-hee. Listen, I'm like a child. But somebody else posted a meme over the weekend that said, you know, Rihanna had me singing about whips and chains when I was 10, so why is this that...
Right?
Why is this that crazy of a song? So Cardi B getting lit up because she had Kylie Jenner in the video. Not because she picked Kylie Jenner to be in the video, but because Kylie Jenner wasn't the only one in the video. You also had Normani from Fifth Harmony doing the splits, dancing, and Kylie Jenner, all she does is walk into a room.
Yep.
Like, that's it.
Walks down a hallway, walks down a hallway, walks into a room, that's it.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the people on the internet went, wow, perfect example that, you know, Kylie doesn't have to do anything. She just gets put in the video. Normani has to work hard, implying that black women have to work harder than white women. Now, I will say this. I get what they were getting at, but I actually don't agree in this situation. Cardi B said, not everything's about race, which is true.
Thank
you. But look, Kylie Jenner is nothing more than a look. Like, we don't need her personality. We don't need any, like, she's the face. Like, when I think about her personality, I don't go deep. I could tell you about Courtney. I could tell you about Kim. I could tell you about Chloe. I could even tell you a little about Kendall. Kylie is like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. There's not, she's just more quiet compared to the others, it feels like.
Isn't she the richest one, too?
The youngest. Yes, and the youngest. Yeah. And the youngest. And got thrown in at such a young age.
Right.
So, look, at the end of the day, Cardi B is using Kylie as much as Kylie is using Cardi B because they're both famous right now and hot. So they use each other to promote each other.
Yeah, and she can drop a new music video and say, and there's going to be a guest appearance, a super huge celebrity guest appearance. And then is it Normani or is it Kylie Jenner? Is it both? Probably Kylie Jenner more because she's a bigger name, honestly.
Yeah, and Cardi B said she invited me over for Stormy's birthday party and we've been friends since. So... Cardi B, their friends, I guess.
You can see the full video at 1037kissfm.com. You know exactly what we're talking about. By the way, I saw on the internet somebody took that scene where Kylie Jenner walks in and replaced it with Christina Aguilera walking in. And Christina Aguilera retweeted it and loved it for some reason. She goes, I don't know who did this, but I love it.
She got attention. Yes. Yeah, she probably loved it.
She did.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Dirty girl. Some people are at the grocery store on a Monday morning at 6 a.m. while they're on vacation trying to buy booze. Trying to buy booze. What were you doing at a grocery store at 6 in the morning? On your vacation.
It makes no sense.
None.
And why did I need booze anyway at 6 a.m. on a Monday? That was the funny part about it. Let me just tell you what happened. So I wanted to get some beer for my neighbor.
Okay.
Who did a bunch of stuff for me, like helped me with he burned a bunch of trees I cut down. So I was like, you know what? I got to go get him a case of beer or something, to say thank you. Just the nice. This is what you do. Okay.
Yeah.
So I needed to go to the grocery store. It was my staycation. And Monday morning, my ex-husband was bringing back the kids at Monday morning at like 7.
Mm-hmm.
So all weekend I screwed off and didn't go to the store, right?
Yeah.
And so Monday morning I'm like, better get up and go before those kids get home because you have nothing in this house left to eat and you need to get some booze.
And going to the store with kids is a nightmare, I'm sure.
Yeah, and especially during COVID, like I'll take them out now with masks on, but if it's unnecessary, it's unnecessary, okay? Like I can shop when they're gone. So there's no need for me to do it when they're here unless we have gone to the store when I needed things. I've lightened that up, but otherwise they're fine. So I race in, I get all these groceries. I'm gonna get home by 7:30 so that I have the fridge stocked. And I get up there and first of all, there's no checkers before 7 a.m. So it's only self-checkout.
Checkers is in people, like people, cashiers.
There's no cashiers at this Pick and Save before 7. I'm assuming before 7. There was no cashiers. There was one lady at the self-checkout, which I get 6 a.m. People coming to grab lunch
for work and
run it out.
That's usually when they have the older people go during those times too. So.
Right. But if you go, you'll see labor or people that are going to work grabbing their lunch and just grabbing that. You know, you pick up lunch for the day and you go on and you go to self-checkout. So I'm pissed because one, there is nowhere. I have all these groceries now and I got to go to self-checkout and I'm on a time crunch.
Yeah.
This is when you don't want to go to self-checkout. This is when you want a cashier to whip it all through.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They know the number for the sweet potatoes. They know the number for the green. They know the number for everything. They're like, no problem. No problem.
And then that stupid self-checkout every time flags me. Only a Pick and Save. It hates me. I don't know why. Every time. And so she comes over and she'll fix it and then she disappears when she's helping the next lady because, of course, that lady's locked up, which is always the standard, which drives me nuts. So I'm like, you know, I can't take this much more. Then I'm like, if I go get booze, it's a whole nother step. I have to show her an ID. She's going to have to come back.
Yeah. Like, plus, I don't think they can sell booze until 8 a.m. I think it's a law. I think they have to wait until 8 a.m.
That worked out well.
You would have been fine.
Well, good, because I didn't buy any because I thought, this is going to look obnoxious at 6 a.m. on a Monday buying a case of beer with kid groceries, with my fruit snacks. It was just funny.
It's the first. You would not be the first time they've seen a woman buying a bunch of kid stuff and then 4-6 packs of beer. You're probably.
You're right,
Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin. We're all drunk. Okay, you're right.
They're not judging any alcohol purchase.
Fair enough.
You could have kids in the cart with you and they wouldn't judge you. I know. And they wouldn't judge. It's Wisconsin.
Well, I refused to buy the booze at 6 a.m. and I thought, this is just funny that it's a Monday. Now you told me I can't even buy the booze to begin with.
Until 8 o'clock at least.
Finally.
Until 8 o'clock.
Last time I go grocery shopping for a ton of groceries when there's no cashiers ever again.
I'm surprised they didn't just break down and open up a register for you.
There was nobody there.
I
agree, actually. That would have been the correct thing to do, but you've got an old lady working the self-checkout at 6 a.m. who doesn't get it. You know what I mean?
Right?
She's not being proactive.
Well, what did we learn from this instance is to go somewhere else or go later in the day.
Exactly.
There you go.
Or just deal with it like we do with everything else.
That too. That too.
Or just deal with it.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 9:55 on a Monday morning. Good morning.
Cello.
Hello. You can catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Did we learn anything on our show this morning? Did you learn something this morning?
Yeah. Are you exhausted, though? Because you had a week off with another dude in the studio, and then I came back, and I like to talk, so Riggs has just had to listen all morning. Aren't you happy?
Yep. It's been 4 hours of listening. That's what I do, man. I'm a listener. I just absorb, and then I move on.
Well, you don't absorb. You're just listening, but you're not. You got to the point where I can tell when he's not even listening at the time, which I get it. So anyway, how was your first Monday back with me at work, Riggs?
You just told me it was great. You told me it was great. I learned something about you, that you woke up at the butt crack of dawn on Monday last week during your staycation to go to the grocery store and refuse to buy booze because you didn't want to have one more reason for the clerk to come over and help you with the self-checkout, because that's all that was open.
That's true, and I didn't really want to look like an alkie. I didn't think, because when I realized it was Monday, like not a Saturday or a Sunday, a Monday morning, I was like, yeah.
We live in a state where your first DUI is a misdemeanor. They're not going to judge you for walking out of with a booze at 7 in the morning. Other than the fact that it's a little bit before the legal time to sell it at 8 a.m. So they'd be like, you know what?
True.
We'll make an exception for you. You're a mom. You need some girl. I bet they'd do it if they wanted to. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. You hanging out till noon today? Is that what's going on?
I will.
Nice.
I will.
Fantastic.
I will be here for you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. You can always listen with the radio.com app. So if you're somewhere and you're like, I don't have a radio. Yes, you do. The radio.com app. It's free. Get it now.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.